This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The top Marine commander in Iraq says Iraqi insurgents and residents of Fallujah have days, not weeks, to turn in heavy weapons. The handover of arms is a key element of the agreement worked out this week to resolve the conflict in Fallujah. Today, General James Conway warned fighting could resume without quick progress. The troops, meantime, are left to wait. Eric Kneeler of member station KPBS is in Fallujah, where he's embedded with the 1st Marine Division.
The Marines of 1st Battalion, 5th Regiment are waiting for something to happen. Some don't mind the calm that has settled into the city of Fallujah over the past week. It's given them time to pause, clean up, and like these men, play a few hands of cards on the ground outside their Humvee.
It's your open. It's your open. You need those money down.
We do.
For some...
Private First Class Carl Gulabian has spent the day looking in back alleys and junkyards for weapons hidden by insurgent Iraqi fighters. It's a treasure hunt for deadly armaments. Gulabian fought last year in the invasion of Iraq. He says the offensive in Fallujah is more like the kind of battles fought during World War II, close urban combat with an entrenched foe.
This one's a lot different than last time, because last time we basically punched through, hit our objective, took care of our objective. This time we're actually going to stay and make sure we get rid of all the terrorists. I just can't wait to get back out there and finish this up.
Gulabian's impatience is shared by higher-ups in the Marine Corps. Today, General James Conway held a press conference on a military base outside Fallujah. He said he was skeptical about the success of a ceasefire agreement signed Monday by civilian and religious leaders inside Fallujah.
Today, we are somewhat questioning whether or not they represent the people of Fallujah, because it's our estimate that the people of Fallujah have not responded well to the agreement that we made in this very room.
Conway estimates that there are several hundred hardcore insurgent fighters, most of whom he believes are from other countries. He says he wants to separate this group from others who may be attacking the Marines because they are being pressured to do so.
If we go in, we won't have a choice. We will fire back. We will certainly take out those who fire against us. We hope that the numbers are relatively small. We hope that we have by then isolated this cell of foreign fighters. But all of that very much remains in the hands of the negotiators and subsequently in the hands of the people in the city.
Conway said there is a risk of civilian casualties if the Marines move further into Fallujah. The tough talk at the press conference came on a day when the three-star general toured several frontline positions. He spoke to young Marines like Lance Corporal Richie Gunter. Gunter is manning a heavy machine gun that overlooks a broad boulevard littered with debris, junk cars, and the pockmarked buildings from recent fighting.
If the word comes to go forward, what's out there and how forward could you go without encounters with bad guys?
Around here, I think there's just few and far between.
So y'all can start taking ground pretty quick.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It's not clear whether Conway is gathering information for a coming fight or just trying to give a young Marine a morale boost.
Okay. Well, what do you need?
Go home, sir.
Go home? can't do that.
Marines on the ground say they want the fight in Fallujah to be over. They don't want to get in a long, drawn-out occupation of a city with a hostile civilian population and a well-armed guerrilla force. Talks between U.S. military officials and Fallujah's representatives will continue on Friday, but Conway made it clear that time is running out. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler in Fallujah.